بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. My beloved brothers, all praise belongs only to Allah. Allah is worthy on how Allah Pak praises Himself. If all the leaves on the trees were turned into ink, and all the water of the oceans was turned into ink rather, and all the leaves on the tree were turned into pens, and somebody only wrote the greatness of Allah, the praises of Allah, and if all the waters of the oceans dried up, and all the leaves on the trees were just finished, still, my beloved brothers, we can never praise Allah sufficiently. Allah is worthy of that praise by which He praises Himself. Our kalima starts off negatively. La ilaha illallah. Our kalima is not to say Allah is great. Instead, it starts off saying that we are nothing, Allah is everything. We can't do anything, Allah does everything. The whole creation is useless, helpless, harmless, effectless, dead. What happened, one Allah did. What is happening, that Allah is doing. What will happen till the day of Qiyamah, alone one Allah does. Every condition on this earth only comes from Allah. A group of people came, asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there some condition what in our hands? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered to the effect, Allah Pak told Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inspired him to the effect, that tell them, O Nabi Allah, every condition is only from Allah. Happiness from Allah, sadness from Allah, life from Allah, death from Allah, health from Allah, sickness from Allah. Wallahi, all the world of the wealth is useless, harmless, effectless. Our ulama ikram say so beautifully. They say Kuffar in Makkah also believed in Allah, but they believed Allah Ta'ala does through their idols. That's why they had 360 idols around the Kaaba. They said, no doubt Allah does, but there must be a God of rain, and a God of so and so, and a God of so and so. They say, we also believe Allah does, but we believe Allah does through our means. Job, shop, degree, position, profession, contact with government, contact with so-and-so, contact with so-and-so. Anbiya alayhi salam came to teach mankind, Allah does, but Allah does through amal. Allah does, but Allah does through amal. Allah does, but Allah does through His commands and the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sahabi was an embodiment of this. Total conviction, faith, that Allah does through His commands. Take it away, brother. Say, beloved brothers. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, knowing the entire Quran, did Allah ever say, get a big job, make a lot of profits? That is the way of provision. That's the way of your rosy. Ulama ikram says so beautifully, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah says, the one who fears us, we will give him sustenance from unseen sources. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. Who depends on Allah? Who depends on Allah? Allah says, I am sufficient for him. Huh? Allahu Akbar, they say when anybody came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and complained of hunger, wallahi, he never sent him to a job or a shop. He just read one ayat, وَأْمُرْ أَحْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ, and command your family towards salat. So beautifully said in Urdu, rozi ko khenchne wali cheez kya hai? Namaz, 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 namaz. Everything to do with amal. Allah's beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the words of Allah through the mubarak tongue of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That person who remembers Allah after Fajr and after Asr, Allah says in the in-between period, we are sufficient for him. What's worse, my beloved brothers, not knowing or incorrectly knowing? What's worse, not knowing or incorrectly knowing? What if a boy calls himself Aisha? Or if somebody thinks a donkey is a prime minister because he carries a load on his back? Imagine today, my beloved brothers, we and the kafir understand together. They say the yakin of the kafir and the Muslim is one. Money, success. If you work, you'll earn. If you earn, you'll eat. If you eat, you'll be able to live. The yaqeen of the kafir and the Muslim in the world is the same. What they understand to be success, we also understand to be success. A better car, a better house, a better life, happily ever after. Can it be on this earth? Can it be on this earth? Look at the life of Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, the beloved Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who came very late in Islam. Allah gave him a gift. He's the narrator of the most ahadith. Imagine, my beloved brothers. He says, and he acquired knowledge with great hardship. You see, Allahu Akbar, hunger after hunger, hunger after hunger, hunger after hunger. He says, once Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is so hungry, he goes out of masjid and Nabi alayhi salam. He sees Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, catches his hand, tries to extend the conversation, hoping that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu will take him home. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu cuts the conversation short. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu is left alone. Umar radiallahu anhu comes, he's treated similarly. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. Nabi alayhi salam knows him. He knows his need. He catches his hand. Come with me, Abu Huraira. Come with me, Abu Huraira. We'll say, it is what we read. He say, Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a glass of milk. Let's say a jug of milk. He say, Abu Huraira, how many of our Suffa friends are there? Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu already thought. He say, first Nabi alayhi salam will ask how many. Then Nabi alayhi salam will say, call them. And then Nabi alayhi salam will say, serve them. And what is left that I'll get? What hope he went and what hope he's sitting with. And as he thought, so it happened. Allah's Nabi alayhi salam told him, call them. And he called them. And then Nabi alayhi salam said, give them or feed them or make them drink. And can you imagine Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu pouring for each one and looking in the glass, how much has gone down? We're not talking of one, we're not talking of two, we are talking of 70. And he said, after I gave every one of them, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, now it, who's left? He said, me and you. He said, Abu Huraira, drink. He said, I drank. He said, Abu Huraira, drink more. He said, I drank. He said, Abu Huraira, drink more. You know, they say the last person who ate a lot of sweetmeats, he went to the doctor, he said, I've got a very upset tummy. Doctor told him, I give you one tablet, you'll be okay. He said, doctor, the truth is, if I have that place, I'll take another sweetmeat. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said, wallahi, I drank so much that I didn't have place for anything. But by Allah, that milk didn't finish. He said, I used to lie between the minbar and the mihrab of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Virtually unconscious. And people thought I was suffering from epilepsy. But wallahi, it was not epilepsy, it was only extreme hunger. Extreme hunger, extreme hunger. They used to take their foot and place it on my neck because that was the treatment that was done to people who had epilepsy. He said, well, it was nothing else but spasms of hunger. He said, now I see the time when I'm cleaning my nose with fine linen. And then how beautiful he says, it seems Allah is compensating us in this world and probably nothing will be left for us in the hereafter. What is their version of success? Our success means the way of Kuffar, Yahud and Nasara. A better house, a better car, a bigger this, a bigger debt, a bigger degree. La ilaha illallah, this is wrong. Success is what? Who is Allah, please? Ayyub alayhi salam had such a sickness, we know, leprosy. Allah took all his children away. Then Allah cured him, gave him all his children, meaning the amount that they were, Allah gave him again. And after that, somebody asked him, oh Ayyub, which were the days that were better, when you were sick or now that you got your health back? And look at the answer of Ayyub alayhi salam. He says, it was better when I was sick because daily my Allah used to ask me, Ayyub, how are you? That voice is strange to me. We have to recognize what is success. This world has never been the place of Muslim. Our way and that of kuffar is different. Our hopes are different. Our object is different. Our direction is different. Khuda ki qasam, our house is different. I say, Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullah Ajmain and ask, what's the difference? Hi, my beloved brothers. We forgot Jannat is our house. That's why we made this world our Jannat. More than that, we forgot to take mankind to Jannat is the purpose and the objective and the reason for our being on this earth. We forgot that work of ours. Now what we did, we took our hands and put it on the Jannat of the kafir. Today, they are also in Pareshani and anxiety. We are also in Pareshani and anxiety. Ours is not. Ours is not. A Sahabi is, maybe he's shot or he's stabbed or he was cut by a sword. He says, as he is leaving this world, he says, by the Lord of the Kaaba, I am triumphant. Imagine at that time the killer is asking, what triumph, what success is he talking about? He says, his soul has already reached Jannat. They say, Allahu Akbar, that Dawud at that time was also, that enemy of Islam says, I also accept the kalima that will take me to Jannat. We are different. We have measured our success to the things of dunya. Look at our beloved Nabi Ali. Allahu Akbar, brothers, you know better than me. Allahu Akbar, a sahabi comes into the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After Fajr Salah, he runs out. Nabi Ali salam has asked him, but what's happening? He said, by Allah, I have only one piece of cloth which I share between me and my wife. If I don't go in time, she will not be able to stand in Salah. Oh, Nabi Allah, gave dua that Allah gives me more wealth and barakat. Nabi Ali salam refuses to make the dua. He asks us again. Nabi alayhi salam refuses again. Nabi alayhi salam refuses. Then eventually Nabi alayhi salam makes dua. Allah's Nabi alayhi salam knew. They say his cattle, his livestock increased. He started living further from Masjid Nabi alayhi salam. Namaz wa jamaat became hard. Then he got more. And it became hard to live there. He had to go further out. A time came, Jummah namaz wa jamaat became hard. And then Allah's Nabi alayhi salam sent the zakat collectors around. And they went to him. They say by that time, with the absence of environment, what is called mahol, and that heart becoming hard in the things that a person does by day and night, when they went to him for zakat, he thought his money will benefit Allah. He say he gave the zakat collectors such an answer. The zakat collector went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam. And Nabi alayhi salam said, woe to you, Salaba. He said, afterwards he came to Nabi alayhi salam and said, I'm offering you the zakat. Nabi alayhi salam said, I will not accept it. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam left the world. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu's time, he came again and requested Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, accept my wealth. Beloved friends, we have to understand clearly, the money of this community hasn't built a masjid. It is the barakat of the person who's making sajda in this masjid that has built the community. Ours is la ilaha illallah. Allah will announce on the day of Qiyamah that I was sick, you didn't come and visit me. He said, Allah, you sick? He said, I'm not sick. You didn't visit the sick. We made people sick so you could visit, so your maghfirat can be made. He said, I was poor, you didn't give me. He said, Allah, you poor? He said, how? He said, we made people poor so that they can come and give, so that Allah can forgive them and accept their sadaqah. That's why Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Maulana Zakariya Rahmatullah Ali writes, whoever gives sadaqah to a person, or gives him something and thinks that I'm benefiting him, actually that sadqa is not accepted in the court of Allah. We need Allah. Allah doesn't need us. Our wealth needs deen. Deen doesn't need our wealth. No money will benefit deen. No intelligence will benefit deen. No doctor will benefit deen. No lawyer will benefit deen. La ilaha illallah. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, Nabi alayhi salam said, if after me there was a Nabi, surely it would have been Umar. Imagine he's going to Baytul Muqaddas, the same Baytul Muqaddas. And as he's going, Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, who is known as Aminul Mummah, is standing there and he says, Umar, Umar, change your attire. And he puts that new attire on because he had clothes made of 12, 17 or 19 patches. He says, change your means of transport. And he gets onto a stallion, a beautiful Turkish or Arabian stallion, I don't know. And Khuda ki qasam, beloved brothers, not even 100 meters or 200 meters. He pulls the rein of the horse, comes right back, tells Abu Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu anhu, if people didn't call you the uncle of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today I would have slapped you on your face. Oh Abu Huraira, these things have made a difference on my heart. Today what has happened to us? He said, like a man working in a diamond shop, you know, in a jewelry shop, touches every woman's hand and puts the ring in. He said, but I feel nothing. Obviously a dead man can't feel a shock. Has our iman become so dead? And that same Abu Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu after that walks with those patches. At the time when he comes to Baytul Muqaddas, it is the time for the slave to be on the camel or the horse. He is walking behind. His entire, the bottom of his legs or his trouser, Allahu Akbar, filled with mud and all the stains of all the waters that splashed on his foot and his clothes out of patches. And he comes there and ulama say, without him saying anything, the Yahud of that time say, here is the keys, the rabbi, chief rabbi or whoever, gives the keys to Baytul Muqaddas. And the leaders ask, why are you doing this so openly? He said, we can't fight them because with them is the help of Allah. And somebody runs and says, Omar, 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 you brought respect to Islam. And Umar radiallahu anhu turns around and says, Khuda ki qasam, by Allah, I haven't brought respect to Islam. Islam brought respect to me. I was the one who couldn't look after sheep. He said, when Umar radiallahu anhu at any time could call up 2.5 million troops, 30,000 people in the path of Allah at any time, 8 to 10 sahaba just sitting round the minbar, and everyone making worry where deed can spread. 250 to 300 kilometers per day was the spread of Islam. They say at least the spread of Islam in the Khalifat of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu was over 300 square miles. And when somebody told him, you brought this to Islam, they say such a voice came out of his heart. And what he said, as if the sound of his ribs breaking, Islam brought honor to us. Islam brought honor to us. Islam brought honor to us. Umar radiallahu anhu is stabbed by a Majus. It is right to the end of his life. Allahu Akbar, my brother, just to show the importance of Salah. At that time, they say a Bedouin walks in the room. He says, where's Umar? Where's Amir al-Mu'mineen? They direct him. There's Umar. There's Amir al-Mu'mineen. He goes there. Umar radiallahu anhu is unconscious. He says, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen. Salah, Salah, Salah. Umar radiallahu anhu wakes up, shakes his head and says, by Allah, there is no place in Islam for that one who hasn't got Salat in him. How can we live in a house where there's a bare namazi? We are living under the wrath of Allah. A billion security guards will not give us protection. Protection comes only from Allah. Respect comes from Allah. Dignity comes from Allah. Embarrassment and disgrace comes from Allah. Nobody can harm and benefit except Allah. Say this to this dead heart. Go to our shops and tell that shop, by Allah, you don't provide for me. My Allah provides. My job doesn't provide. My shop doesn't provide. My father doesn't provide. My son doesn't provide. Ulama say, those people who educate their children, hoping one day their children will look after them, unfortunately, most of them will be disappointed. Our relation is only with Allah. Umar radiallahu anhu is lying. After that, my dear brothers, it is said, obviously, he completed his salah. He's about to leave the world. His son Abdullah is there. He says his son takes his head from the sand, puts it on his lap, and says, oh my father, put your head on my lap. He takes that head and pushes it off. And says, my son, this head is not fit for your lap. Imagine how Huzaifa radiallahu anhu has the list of the munafiqeen. He goes to Huzaifa radiallahu anhu. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there was a Nabi after me, surely it would have been Umar. How many ayats of the Quran were revealed in his favor? Yesterday, Maulana was saying after Asr, he said, Allahu Akbar, Nabi alayhi salam, on one day said, there's a sahabi amongst us that when he goes into the qabr and it will ask, who is your Rabb? He will say, my Rabb is Allah. Instead, who is your Rabb? The malaika will go to Allah and say, did you send us to a man who was to question us? How were we to question him? They ask, who is that? Nabi alayhi salam said, that is Umar. That is Umar. That is Umar. Does the fear Umar radiallahu anhu has? Is my name in the list of munafiqeen? Umar radiallahu anhu is about to die. He says, my son, go to the haram. Go to the haram. And see the sahaba. If they are happy that a bad man is leaving, then Allah will treat me how my companions think of me. And if today they are crying because a good man is leaving, then also Allah will treat me how my companions think of me. And on your way, just do me one favor. When you pass the hujra of Aisha radiallahu anha, then please take permission. They say probably the greatest sacrifice a woman ever gave. That place which was reserved for her in the Rosa Mubarak, with her father and her husband, the greatest of mankind, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say, take permission. If I can sleep in her place and she can sleep with the rest and the umumi ummat in Baki. Umar radiallahu anhu goes there. His son Abdullah goes there. He asks Aisha radiallahu anhu, she burst into tears. And then she said, tell Umar he can take my place. What a sacrifice. We're not talking of the biggest house in Westville, in this place. We're talking of Rosa Mubarak. That piece of land which is more valuable than Jannat. Say, Jannat is in Medina. And in Jannat, you will get Medina. Imagine that our mother sacrificing that. When he goes into the haram, he finds all the sahaba crying. Who's left the world today? Who's left the world? He comes with Abbas radiallahu anhu and they return back. And when they come to Rasulullah, Umar bin Khattab, he say every Sahabi is crying. Abbas tells him, oh Umar, Nabi alayhi salam said this about you. You will walk on the right. Shaitan will walk on the left. You will do this. And Nabi alayhi salam said this about you. And Nabi alayhi salam said that about you. And Umar is crying. And all he's saying is only one thing. Oh Abbas, if on the day of Qiyamah you can stand guarantee for me, then I'll be all right. My brothers, we forgot that world. We are interested in this world. We are worried about our children's future. Did you ever worry what's going to happen in our qabr? After 50 and 60, what is there to look in this dunya? What are the needs of a human being? How much can we eat? What do we need to sleep? Imagine leaving this dunya in the worry of this dunya. We are the ummah who came. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my respected brothers, Allahu Akbar, his entire life. What to say? When Allah said to him, I'll make the mounds of Makkah into gold. Where you go, it will go with you. He turned around and said, Ya Allah, give me one day food so I can make shukr to you. And the other day of hunger so that I can make sabr. You see, when the houses of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were broken in Madinah Munawwara, because it was within the haram at that time. And when the haram needed expansion, they were broken. They say each house, khuda ki qasam, was the size of one qabr. Our Aisha radiallahu anha says, when beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up for salah, the roof of the, there wasn't even a roof. That was so low that he could not keep his head straight. And when he used to go into sajda, he used to take my legs and put it on one side. What are we going to answer to Allah the day of Qiyamah for those empty rooms that are lying empty? I remember Mawlana Ismail Abdul Razak once saying, I visited a friend of mine and he took me to his guest room, totally unused, matching tiles with matching towels. And I just saw a big spider web around the shower. And I took that matching towel and cleaned that shower. And then I thought, how my beloved Nabi lived. Imagine Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about to leave this world. Allahu Akbar, my beloved brothers. You see, Jibreel alayhi salam on one side, and the angel of death on the other side. And Hazrat Malik al-Maut says, oh beloved Nabi, I'm here to take your permission if I can take your ruh. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at Jibreel alayhi salam, as if he wants guidance from Jibreel alayhi salam. And Jibreel alayhi salam turns to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and shakes his head. He says, Allah bhi aapko milna chahte hai. Allah wants to meet you. At that time, my beloved brothers, in that house there was nothing. After Rasulullah alayhi salam left the world, somebody asked Aisha radiallahu anha, why don't you put oil in your head, in your skull? She said, Wallah, we didn't have oil for the lamp in the house of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about my head? They say a certain king or a tribesman gives him some gold coins or some coins. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam falls unconscious, and as soon as he wakes up from the conscious state, the first thing he asks, has that money been distributed? Has that money been distributed? Has that money been distributed? He say one time, as he wakes up, Aisha radiallahu anha had already given it to Ali radiallahu anhu to distribute it. There's a smile on his face and the words that he says, how awkward can it be that the Nabi of Allah also dies with wealth in his hand? And my beloved brothers, they say there was a bowl of water on which he continuously put his hand. They say it was the pangs of death. It's called Sakrat. It's called Sakrat. The Malaika told him, oh beloved Nabi, your Sakrat will be easy, but your Ummat Sakrat will be very tough. Easier than dying on a bed is 70 swords hitting our body. At that time a person becomes shaheed. It's easier than dying on the bed. The underworld and this world are different. Who might be a leader here, might be a follower there. Or who might look successful here, might be a total failure there. When are we going to turn our gaze from this world to that world, the real world? My beloved brothers, we are so fortunate Allah gave us this deen. We are so fortunate. Khuda ki qasam. To be born on Islam is easy. To live on Islam is difficult. But to die on Islam is not a joke. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi about to leave this world. All the time he's saying, Abi nahi, not as yet, not as yet. They ask him, why not as yet? His son asks him, why? This is the time to recite kalima. He says, Shaitan is telling me even at this time, you beat me. I'm telling him, not as yet, not as yet, not as yet. 99% efforts of Shaitan is at the time of death. 1% effort is at the time of this life. Today, my beloved friends, we are not speakers, we are not ulama. we can only make a request. Let us change the objective of our life. You see, a little bird saw this bunch of grapes which is standing on the side, and its reflection was in the mirror. So this person sees this bird go directly to the mirror. And every time he goes to the mirror, he knocks against the mirror and he gets hurt. This man is trying to tell him, oh bird, change your direction. We are also saying to myself and you, change our direction. Wallahi, I'll end with this, my beloved brothers. Rasulullah, look at in the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salam said, there are two gifts on this earth. Ni'matan. Two gifts on this earth. But Allah, he never said wealth. He never said wife. He never said place. He never said position. He never said this. All Nabi alayhi salam said two things. What are they? Ni'matan. What are they? As-saha wal-faragh. What is it? Good health and free time. In the words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the effect, who is the king of the world? Nabi alayhi salam never said the rich, nor the conquerors, nor the superpowers. What Nabi alayhi salam said? That person who got food for the next meal, who's got no debts on his head, who's got a loyal, trustworthy wife, inshallah, hopeful, good children. From my side, I'm saying inshallah, hopefully, good, beautiful children, iman, coolness of the eyes, preparation, who'll read Yasin when the father passes away. And the last one, a body that has got no sickness and undergo hardship. Maulana was saying the other day, wallah, if it was not for fear that the Muslims would become kafir, Allah would given the kafirs houses made out of gold and silver and made their bodies so strong that not even a sickness would come onto them, but for fear that we Muslims will also become kafir. Beloved brothers, our akhirat is there. Akhirat is there. Today, myself and yourself, really, it mustn't be, you know, in Gujarati, they got a saying. They say three things increase, Hashim Bhai, when you get older. You know them? Lobh, lawaro, and mutras. You know lobh? Love of this world. Lawaro? Nonsense. And the third one? Only our urine increases. Let's make tawbah, all of us. Our work is to get that deen, that desire for akhirat, and make the entire mankind, beloved friends and elders, how we can allow a cat to be thrown in the fire? How can we allow a beautiful face and hands to be thrown in the fire? Let us make that niyat that on the day of Qiyamah, my beloved brothers, we'll also be those fortunate ones who get, they say there'll be Anbiya alayhi salam who won't have an ummati behind them, but there'll be ummat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam behind whom thousands and thousands of people will go into Jannat. From today at least, let's make a few intentions. Inshallah, all of us who are here, let's make niyat, we're not going to miss one namaz without jamaat. Say niyat, inshallah, everyone. And such a niyat, rather determination. Five namazes with jamaat. Inshallah, reciting of Quran daily, irrespective, even little. We have to touch that Quran. Tasbih, as if normal, every day. Consider and ask our ulama ikram, as regards our life, man. Lead our life according to the beloved way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah give us tawfiq. Allahu Akbar, like Umar radiallahu anhu said, there are three things, if they were not there, it would be better for me to die than to live. He said, what are those three things? To strive in the path of Allah, to sit in the halkas of ta'lim, and the third one, he said, to have a head that can be rubbed in sajda. Wa akhir da'wan, alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.